Hello, and welcome to show number 2522 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
We are looking for users. So if you use our products, whether you've been using JAWS for 30 years, 20 years, or 5 minutes, doesn't matter. You should join Insert J Club. If you teach others how to use JAWS, Zoom Texture Fusion, we want you to join Insert J Club.
And I have been using JAWS for just about 30 years, and I have joined the Insert J Club. And we'll be learning more about that in this episode.
The JAWS screen reader for Windows is celebrating its 30th anniversary. We'll talk with Elizabeth Whitaker about Freedom Scientific's education initiatives, training resources, and new AI-powered FS companion. She will also introduce the relatively new Insert J Club, a community for users to communicate and to access exclusive content and support. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Elizabeth Whitaker.
So my tip is how to use FS Companion AI tool for learning JAWS. To use FS Companion, you're going to press Insert Space followed by F1. And this is our AI tool that allows you to ask JAWS questions, whether they're questions about JAWS or about how to use JAWS with other applications such as Microsoft Word or Google Docs or even navigating the web. So press Insert or Caps Lock Space. F1 brings up FS Companion, type your question and press enter, and the answer is presented there in the JAWS virtual viewer.
And just so people know this, if the answer isn't entirely clear or what you wanted or you want more information, you can ask follow-up questions.
You sure can. You can continue asking questions and you can copy and paste that info into a document.
A very powerful tool. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Biped AI, the manufacturer of NOAA, an all-in-one mobility vest. NOAA provides GPS navigation, detects obstacles, and describes surroundings using cameras and AI. Available through many distributors. More information is available at biped.ai.
And by
First Aid for the Blind, teaching blind and vision-impaired clients important life skills through live video training from blind instructors. The purpose of FAFTB's training is to replace the fear of the unknown with feelings of hope and confidence. More information is at FAFTB.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Elizabeth.
Well, today we have a special guest from Freedom Scientific to talk about some of the things that are going on with their 30th year celebration. So, Elizabeth, maybe you can start by introducing yourself and telling us what you do at FS.
Absolutely. So, my name is Elizabeth Whitaker. And I manage the training and documentation team at Freedom Scientific. So we take care of all of the training events. We have monthly webinars, a lot of training content. And then our technical writers write all of the documentation, all of the help, and what's new for JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion.
And how long have you been at Freedom Scientific?
I have been here since the very end of 2018. So almost, we're going on 7 years.
Congratulations. So most of our listeners and most of your customers have visual impairments. Do you?
I do. Yes. Yes, actually, I am totally blind and I do use JAWS and have for many years.
And I think that's one of the great things about Freedom Scientific is that many of their employees do have some kind of visual impairment. And these are the developers and makers of the product. And that's what really makes it successful. I remember when I was first looking for a screen reader to work with Windows in the early 90s, I tried a number of screen readers and I almost gave up. until I ran into JAWS. And I said, wow, this just works. And that's when I found out that the main developer, Glenn Gordon, was blind. So that's a great model.
Yeah, JAWS does have a very rich history. And, you know, Glenn does tell a great story about how he developed JAWS and his ideas there. And in fact, this ties into some of the things that we'll be talking about today.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the JAWS for Windows screen reader, their 30th anniversary celebration, some of their new features, and the new Insert J Club, a community for users to communicate with each other and to access exclusive content and support from Freedom Scientific.
Well, Elizabeth, we've talked with many representatives from Freedom Scientific over the years, but I don't think we've ever talked with anybody from the Education and Training Department. So I thought before we talk about some of your new initiatives to celebrate the 30th anniversary, like the Insert J Club, that you can give us an overview of what kind of resources are available through your Education and Training Department.
Sure. So we wanted to offer all of our training for free, and that's what we've decided to do. We set out to create a lot of different training resources. People would email us and tell us what they wanted or needed. And so we've created the Freedom Scientific training page, and you can get to that by going to freedomscientific.com/training. That is our hub for all things training. So on that page, you're going to find specific JAWS training, Zoom text, Fusion training, information about our Braille devices. There's a link there to our podcast. So we do have a Freedom Scientific training podcast, and also our YouTube training channel where we create videos and add them weekly. We host monthly webinars. We actually host a software webinar the third Thursday of every month. And we have a host of other events. So on that page, you're going to find everything that you need. We have resources for using math and JAWS. We have resources specifically created for teachers. So there's just a lot of information on that page. And it's very easy to navigate. If you're a JAWS user, you can just navigate by heading by pressing the letter H. And again, that is at freedomscientific.com/training.
And that's great that you have all of those resources, because over the years, JAWS has become more and more feature-rich, and sometimes people lose track of what's in there and how to do certain tasks. It's nice that you have some references and examples and a big support network that you can rely on.
Yeah.
So the impetus for doing this episode now is that JAWS is celebrating its 30th anniversary, which is just so exciting. And Pete was probably one of your earliest users. What all is Freedom Scientific doing to celebrate the JAWS 30th anniversary?
We have a lot this year that's planned. So 2025 is the 30th anniversary of JAWS for Windows. And so we kicked off the celebration at the CSUN conference in California in March. And there we were able to network with a lot of people. And we had our booth set up to reflect the 30th anniversary. And we launched something called the Insert J Club, which I know we're going to be talking more about. So that was the first thing that happened. Now, throughout the year, we're going to host different events. We're going to have some training on different features from over the years. We know there are a lot of JAWS features that, you know, if you've been using JAWS for 30 years or 20 years or, you know, even 10 years, you might know about. But if you're new to JAWS, there are some features that you may not be aware of. So we're going to be going back and really creating a lot of training. We're going to have some videos, and we're going to have some other events throughout the rest of the year.
You know, I must say, even as a person who's been using JAWS for 30 years, there are so many options and settings and customizations that I lose track of them too if I haven't used them in a long time. I've set up JAWS to work the way I like to work in many applications, but, you know, I don't remember all the other settings that are available to me. There are a ton of ways of customizing JAWS.
You know what? You're right. And that's such a great point, because I think, you know, sometimes people need to do something, but maybe they're not sure how to do it, or they're not even sure that they can. They're not even sure, you know, that that option exists with JAWS. And that's one of the things that we are going to be talking about throughout the year in our training, is different ways to customize JAWS. We do create a lot of videos and shorter content that, you know, if you're looking for a specific option or specific feature, we want to make it easy to search for that information. And so we're going to be addressing exactly that throughout this year.
So I don't personally use JAWS because I'm fully sighted, but I've been listening to Pete talk about it for decades, literally. And I think one of the most powerful features is the ability to write scripts.
Yeah, script writing is a very powerful feature, and it's something that we get a lot of questions about. And, you know, scripts have saved a lot of people's jobs. They've really kept people employed, and we include scripts for a lot of things in our products. So, you know, different applications that may need scripts where, you know, you may need to, for example, navigate quickly, use a keyboard command that will click on something that is typically only accessible with the mouse, or, you know, something like that. So script writing is very powerful.
Well, you know, and I think that really is key. When I think of the fact that many operating systems, like Apple's operating system and even Windows, they come with their built-in screen readers these days, they're kind of functional. But just because I can get to every item on the screen doesn't mean it's really productive and efficient for me. If you have to tab 100 times to find what you're looking for on the screen, that's a problem. And with the customizations that you've made for many common applications and the ability to write one's own scripts to customize one's special applications and workflows, that's really important.
Absolutely. Yes.
So considering all the features built into JAWS and stuff, sometimes for a new user, it might be a bit daunting to get involved in it. Do you have any recommendations or specific training programs for people who are new to JAWS?
We do, and we are always building that out. We've actually done several webinars that were geared just, you know, specifically for people who are getting started. But one of the things that we have recently added, and this was a feature that was added in JAWS 2025, is called FS Companion. And FS Companion is our brand new AI tool that will help you learn JAWS. We also have it available in Zoom Text. So for JAWS and Zoom Text users, you can learn how to use your applications there. You can also learn how to use different applications such as Word or Google Docs or navigating the web. And the great thing is, if you're running JAWS, for example, and you navigate to FS Companion, and I'll give you the keystroke for that here in just a second for anyone who wants to check it out, you can ask it questions and it will come back and give you those answers. And it will know that you're using JAWS because you're accessing it from JAWS. And so I'll give you an example here. If you ask it, how do I create a signature in Outlook? It will grab that information and it will give it back to you in the form of steps, not just, you know, things that you can click on. It'll give you the steps. And so we're continuously feeding it information and training it on our help and documentation and training content. So if you want to launch it, you can press insert or caps lock space followed by F1. And if you're using Zoom Text, you can go to the help menu and you can launch it from there.
And that is a very powerful feature. Even as an advanced user, I've used that occasionally because, again, there are a lot of features in there, and sometimes you might have forgotten the sequence of hotkeys and shortcuts that you might want to use to perform a task, or you might even think that it's not even possible to do that task. You can easily ask this and have an interactive session with this very powerful AI tool.
Yeah, and you can also ask it multiple questions, and you can copy and paste the information from right there. It brings it all up in the virtual viewer, and you can copy and paste it, and you have that information. You know, as a trainer, I use it all the time just for keyboard commands I might have forgotten, things like that.
And just as a side note, for those that may not have the latest version of JAWS to be able to access FS Companion the way that Elizabeth just described, you can go to the website fscompanion.freedomscientific.com to be able to use that tool on the web. So that's an alternate way of using FS Companion. So speaking of the insert key, we wanted to talk about the Insert J Club that you just initiated. Tell us what that's all about.
Insert J Club is, of course, named after the keystroke Insert J, which no matter where you are and no matter what application you're in, will always bring focus back to the JAWS window. So we started the Insert J Club as a way of building a community. We wanted to build an online community where users can come together and engage with one another and where we can engage with everyone. And so that was the purpose of creating this club. It's just a way for people to come together, gain some knowledge, have access to some resources, and we have several benefits and incentives for joining. And the best part is it's absolutely free.
So what's involved in the Insert J Club? If someone signs up, what happens?
Well, when you sign up, and again, it's free. So when you sign up, you will get emails. What's going to happen, and I'll tell everyone where to go to sign up here in just a moment, but when you sign up, you will be added to a mailing list. And this is not a listserv. This is not where you're going to get a lot of messages daily, but it's a mailing list where we will mail out information via email a few times a month. So we hold events every month, and I'll talk about a couple of these. But you'll get access to special events, special training, exclusive content, and just to let you know what some of that may be, we are including information like what's new, what are some of the new features coming up. You're going to get early access to that information. We include, with our monthly webinars, we include a resource file that outlines all the tasks that we covered in the webinar. And that's usually provided when the webinar is archived. It's provided with the archive. But Insert J Club members get that information the day before the live webinar. So that's just an example of some of the exclusive content that we are offering. We're going to offer training. We've already actually started live training Q&A, and that's something that we're going to continue every month. And we've had two events so far, the training Q&A and a way, I actually kicked it off with a welcome webinar where people shared their stories about how JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion impacted them. And we're going to do at least one more of those as well, probably more, because we want to hear all of your stories. But what we found is that everyone really comes together, shares information, everyone's excited and energetic and ready to share their JAWS stories, ready to share their knowledge and their tips. So we're going to continue this and we're going to keep adding events as we go along. This is only the beginning.
Well, it's so important to be able to share that information with others that are using the program, because you may have a particular way of doing something, but if you talk to someone else, it may turn out they have a better way of doing it or a quicker way of doing it, or maybe they do something that you didn't even think was possible. So sharing information is really a great idea.
It is. And, you know, back to something that you said earlier about customizing JAWS, and, you know, maybe someone doesn't know that they can even customize JAWS to do a certain thing. And that's what we're learning with these events, is that people are really coming together and sharing that information and just chatting. You know, we hold these events in Zoom, and so they're placing information in the chat. They're placing resources in the chat. We're sharing information. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all using these products and we're all in this together. So it's really about coming together and being a community of JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion users who all have something in common.
So in addition to getting information about what's new, what's coming up, what canned training resources might be available, you can actually interact in real time with other users and your support and education team.
Absolutely. And that's what these events are for. So we have the live events that we offer every month, and that's where everyone is able to interact. And then we're going to have some recorded trainings that we offer, just a lot more. We're just getting started.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a really valuable resource. So you mentioned this was an announcements only list, so it should not be a high traffic list at all. So people shouldn't be shy about signing up. But if they do want to sign up, how would they do that?
Yeah. So if you go to freedomscientific.com/insertJClub, that's INSERTJClub, CLUB. That's all one word, freedomscientific.com/insertJClub. There you're going to find information about what the club is, what the benefits are, and there's a sign-up form. And so once you fill that out, you will be added to that mailing list and you'll receive those emails that we mentioned. And if you're wondering who should join, we are looking for users. So if you use our products, whether you've been using JAWS for 30 years, 20 years, or 5 minutes, doesn't matter. You should join Insert J Club. If you teach others how to use JAWS Zoom Texture Fusion, we want you to join Insert J Club. And then if you have questions, either before you join or after, you can always send those to insertjclub@vispero.com. And Vispero is Victor, India, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, Oscar. So that's insertjclub@vispero.com.
So what else special is going on for your 30th anniversary that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Well, I know I mentioned the training, so we are going to start offering additional training events. This is in addition to our monthly software webinars and some of the other events that we do. And, you know, we're going to, again, focus on specific features over the years, you know, things like convenient OCR and what are quick navigation keys and how do we customize JAWS using the Startup Wizard, things like that. And so we're going to start rolling those out very soon, as well as all of our other 30th anniversary videos that were being created. So we have a lot in store for this year.
So you mentioned the graphics for JAWS 30th anniversary, and one of our low vision users convinced us years ago to publish an image with every episode of Eyes on Success. And the folks at Vispero Freedom Scientific provided us with just the cutest image to celebrate the 30th anniversary of JAWS. Can you describe that?
Sure. So one of the things that we wanted to convey with the 30th anniversary was we wanted something that would convey when JAWS was created. And one of the things that, you know, we think about when we think about 30 years ago and using computers was floppy disks. So we have a graphic that is a graphic of a floppy disk. I believe it's blue. There's a sticker on it that says JAWS. It's the JAWS logo, and that's in print. And it's our logo where the A looks, you know, kind of like a shark fin there. And then in handwriting, it says 30th anniversary. And then below that, there are some, as a representation of Braille dots, that says JAWS 30. And, you know, for those of you who may have been at CSUN, if you came by our booth, you may have gotten one of our lapel pins that was very similar to this. And it was a replica of a floppy disk. And in Braille, it said JAWS 30.
And, you know, that's just such a great indication of how long JAWS has been around and how far it's come. Because I took one look at that and I'm like, I remember when we used to get the next edition of JAWS on floppy disks, and then we got it, you know, in some other hard medium, and then and now it's a download.
Right. It's very nostalgic, though. It really is. And that's what we were going for.
Yeah, it's great.
It's come a long way. It's amazing. And it really is a superior product. I've been using it professionally for many years until I retired and still reuse it.
And that's great. And, you know, it really does make us think about that in terms of, you know, when we were going through all the different things that happened over the years and listening to people talk about how long they've been using JAWS and different features they like, and really does put it all into perspective.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about JAWS, Freedom Scientific's educational offerings, their 30th anniversary celebration for JAWS, and how to contact them.
Well, Elizabeth, if people want to find out more about Freedom Scientific or get a copy of JAWS to try out or anything else, where would you direct them?
I would go to freedomscientific.com. That is our main website. And there's all the contact info. There are links to our training page and all of the other, important links to product pages. And so freedomscientific.com is where you want to go.
And it's a very accessible webpage.
Yes.
And if somebody had a question for the folks at Freedom Scientific or anybody in particular, is there an email address or something they could use?
So we have different email addresses, and you'll find them on the Freedom Scientific homepage there, different ways to contact different departments. But, if anyone has a question, feel free to send it to training@vispero.com. And if it's not a training question, we'll get it to the right person.
And maybe we could remind people once more how to join the Insert J Club if they want to.
Sure. Go to freedomscientific.com/InsertJClub. That's all one word, no spaces. And there you'll find all the information. You'll find the sign-up form. And if you have any questions about the Insert J Club, send an email to insertjclub@vispero.com.
And I know you also have support email addresses. What is the difference between using one of your support email addresses versus this Insert J Club address? How would people choose one or the other?
Well, if your question is specifically about Insert J Club, we encourage you to send those questions to the Insert J Club at vispero.com address, because that way your question is going to get to where it needs to go right away. I mean, it's fine if you do send it. For example, we have training@vispero.com, and we will get that question, but then we would forward it on to the Insert J Club address. So using that address will get your question right there where it needs to be right away.
Got it. If you missed any of that information in the audio, you can always find it in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2522, at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. And if you're looking for other ways to listen to the show, you can listen on almost any smart device by simply saying, play the Eyes on Success podcast. We also have a weekly announcements list where you can receive weekly announcements of each show along with links to the audio and show notes and a summary of that episode. And if you want to receive those email messages, send an email to Eyes on Success, followed by the plus sign, plus the word subscribe at googlegroups.com. So that's Eyes on Success plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. And just accept the invitation and you'll be getting those weekly announcements.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about adapting to combined hearing and vision loss. How can an individual with both vision and hearing loss navigate daily life? We'll talk with author Deborah Kendrick about her book, When Your Eyes Can't Help You See, Strategies for Blind and Low Vision Individuals with Hearing Loss. She'll share personal experiences with hearing aids, apps, and finding supportive audiologists.
Thanks for joining us this week, and remember to share Eyes on Success with a friend if you've enjoyed it. And we hope to catch you all next week for that episode.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.